Welcome to Pioneer Square, the historic heart of Seattle, where a single newspaper headline transformed this modest port town into a major American city virtually overnight. The date was July 17, 1897, and the steamship Portland had just docked with its famous ton of gold from the Klondike. Imagine standing on these streets that summer day. Word spreads like wildfire. Gold. Massive amounts of gold discovered in Canada's Yukon Territory. Within hours, Seattle was gripped by gold fever. Men quit their jobs, merchants cleared their shelves, and everyone wanted to know, how do I get to the Klondike? Seattle's shrewd business leaders immediately saw the opportunity. They marketed the city as the gateway to the Klondike, and for good reason. This was the perfect outfitting stop for prospectors heading north. Inside the shops that once lined these streets, thousands of would-be millionaires purchased their supplies, and what supplies they needed. Canadian authorities required each prospector to have a year's worth of goods, about a ton of supplies, before entering the Yukon. Local merchants created detailed lists. 400 pounds of flour, 200 pounds of bacon, tools, warm clothing, camping equipment. It was big business. Cooper and Levy Pioneer Outfitters, Schwabacher Hardware, McDougall and Southwick's, these shops made fortunes supplying the rush. Here's the ironic truth. Very few Seattle residents actually struck gold in the Klondike. But Seattle itself struck it rich. The city's population doubled from 42,000 to 80,000 in a single decade. Banks flourished financing the gold trade. The port became the dominant maritime hub for the Pacific Northwest. Companies that got their start during this era, like Nordstrom, which began as a shoe store, and Filson Outdoor Gear, are still thriving today. As you explore Pioneer Square, notice the beautiful Richardsonian Romanesque buildings. Many were built with Klondike wealth. Look for the Cadillac Hotel building, now home to the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park Museum. The architectural details adorning these buildings tell the story of sudden prosperity. The gold rush lasted only a few years, but its impact on Seattle was permanent. The wealth, infrastructure, and commercial relationships established during this period laid the foundation for everything Seattle would become. This city's modern identity as a boomtown, think Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon, was forged right here during those heady days when Seattle transformed from frontier town to major metropolis. Standing in Pioneer Square today, you're at the birthplace of modern Seattle, where gold fever created a city that continues to reinvent itself over a century later.